In the studio to talk more about an increase in design fees and ready to take any question about town business is Mayor Chris Kuse. Mayor, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Glad to be here, Mike.
You can join this conversation with a phone call. The number's 309-438-8910. What accounts for the $959,000 increase in projected costs?
Well, I think that's being misrepresented in the public arena. Our initial estimate was for $7 million, and that was based on a kind of broad-based per square foot estimate on facilities like this. And as we dug into what we actually needed from that facility and the specifics of it, it actually shot up well beyond $8 million. So there was some value engineering that needed to happen, and some things that were kind of nice went by the wayside, and so we could get this under control. But to say that we had to take it back to the $7 million number, which again was a broad brush estimate on a per square foot basis, would actually compromise the effectiveness of that facility as a fire station.
So what you're saying is that the cost could have been much higher, but there was efforts to lower that cost. So even though you're looking at $959,000 in additional design fees, it could have been much higher.
Design fees and administrative fees, yes.
What will happen to the current headquarters at the corner of College Avenue and Blair Drive in Normal?
Uncertain at this point. You know, it's got to function as a fire station for another, probably 14 months. My sense is we'd probably declare the property surplus and sell it, because it doesn't serve our needs as a fire station at that location any longer.
And while that wouldn't be headquarters anymore, there would be another fire station to serve that portion of the town, correct?
Absolutely. There's a kind of a rolling plan. We are going to replace all three fire stations. It's probably going to take us to 2026 to get all that done. The notion is, by reconfiguring the location of each station, we can still maintain our quality level of service and not have to build a fourth fire station.
And in the near term, this new headquarters facility on Main between Dale and Osage will cover the area covered basically by the station at the corner of Gregory and Adelaide now. Can you describe that facility for me?
That facility, I think, was built in the late 70s or early 80s. It's a cinder block building. It's gone well beyond its useful life. It won't accommodate the newer equipment. We can't get new equipment out of the weather because the way the building was configured for the equipment of its time. So it really doesn't function, and ISU will be acquiring that property.
309-438-8910 is the number to call. The town has a commitment to LEED construction standards. Will the fire station be a green building, Chris?
Yes, it will. We firmly believe in the life cycle of a building. Building environmental efficiencies and energy efficiencies into a building more than pays for itself in the life cycle of the building. It does cost more money up front, but in the life cycle of the building, it actually saves us money.
And will the town be looking for LEED certification on
We're looking at a LEED Silver level of certification for that facility.
And what about what's known as form-based code? Are there exterior design standards to be applied to municipal buildings such as this one along the Main Street corridor?
Only in the sense of massing and setback from the street. Building height, things like that is what's dictated. Because it's in an urban area and we want it to reflect the buildings around it, which, as you know, most of the new ones are tall, built close to the street, and we felt that fire department, fire station should reflect what's going on in the area.
The city of Bloomington recently accepted a fire protection study indicating some deficiencies in coverage and facilities for the city. We've taken this question before on Sound Ideas in the past. Is there any realistic opportunity for future cooperation with the city of Bloomington on projects like this?
Well, I think in the sense that we're not going to start fire station number two or number three for quite a while, there's always opportunity for discussion on that. I'm not sure that I could say today that that's our prime motivation, but we're certainly open to discussion on that and would have those discussions with the city of Bloomington if it was mutually beneficial to both communities.
Mayor Chris Kuse, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas today.
Always good to be here.
Chris Kuse serves as the mayor of the town of Normal. His current term ends in 2017. You're listening to Sound Ideas.